So, bonjour, bonsoir, hello once more for another Binary Choice. Thank you. That is the sound of periodic show appearance Generationals with Sail City and a nicely upbeat piece of guitar indie thing that is. So something a little more antipodean. and a little bit of a hazy Australian disco, and that is a Scenic with Shockwave. And now a band I'll be seeing before the next podcast. Is the sound of London electronica duo Still Corners with a track called Fireflies. It conjures up images of a very hot summer, and there's exactly what we're having in London at the moment. It's taken lots of people by surprise, and is thoroughly hot and sticky in a way that you forget London can be after 3 years of grey and wet summers.
love is blind, he doesn't mind if she'll crush his bones with her heart of stone. Still he's wondering now if our luck ran out the day he fell into the wishing well.
Okay, so that's a little bit older than the stuff I normally play. It's a track by a guy called Dylan Mondegreen, who's Norwegian. And it's that peculiar sound of a jaunty Scandinavian misery, kind of like a wet weekend driving around the countryside in a convertible. So, you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world on spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for playlists, archives, and more. I think the more involves a forum. So next on the agenda is indie stuff.
We'll be right back.
So that is a particularly well-sculpted piece of indie rock by a West Coast band called Warships, and a track called Heater. So next, Romance. Smoother than a pot of melted butter, that is Rye with The Fall. It's got very much Sebastian Talia La Ritonelle vibe. If you've never listened to La Ritonelle, you really should. It's about 6-7 years old, but it's a gorgeous track like that.
Oh,
So that's a bit of a jerky electro funk from a band called My Pets. The track's Goria, and it's taken from their first release, which is the Reflex EP. Indie rock with just a hint of shimmer, and that is very nice. It's the Divine Fits with Would That Not Be Nice? Well, this is all shimmer.
Thank you.
Right, so that is one of the many contenders I've ever played for Would Be Good at the moment at a prom night where all the balloons fall down. Anyway, so if you think I can't get any more 80s than that, which was Owl Eyes with Night Swim, wait till you hear the sax on this. Than Rick Astley wandering through a cloud of dry ice whilst playing a guitar. That is Paul Stiljungen with Atlantis. The Scandinavian. To make up for that, some very serious guitar music.
Every night.
So, Sirius banned the dismemberment plan with their track Superpowers. So, let's have a little bit more downbeat electro, and then we'll go for the home run. Right, so that's a band that I've followed since pretty much their first release. They're called Beacon, and they've just got their first album out. They're also playing the Visions Festival in Bethnal Green on August 10th. Superb. So you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world on spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Satisfied.
Well, the bridge is a little bit Bryan Adams, but the rest of the song's so good, I'll overlook it. That is a group called Statistics with 1999. A maudlin remembrance of the past. Right, that is a group called The Night Six. I'm not sure what happened to 1 through 5, and a track called Thinking of You. We'll be right back. that's almost it's not pop house. It's slightly more sophisticated than that, but that is the RAC Kirby Rack remix of Mulling X's, and I've forgotten the name of the track. To be clear, so to finish off, we have possibly the favourite thing I've heard all year. So enjoy this because it's all you're getting. And that is the sound of the all-round gorgeousness that is Ostra and their track Painful Like. So that's the end of the show. You go off and find something to do. I'll go off and work out how to fail better in time for the next one.